Hello and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is how to be proactive at work in support of the initiative competency. A proactive person in the workplace is someone who initiates change and anticipates both future events and consequences. In contrast, a reactive person does not think ahead, but rather responds to events after they have happened. In other words, a proactive employee prevents problems rather than puts out fires. Working reactively can result in missed opportunities and project failures for the organization. Proactivity is important in the workplace because it leads to a greater initiative, better solutions, and more efficient use of time and resources. In 2018, a Far East engineering technician used a proactive approach to adapt safety standards to the workplace. This approach resulted in a perfect mishap record and zero missed workdays for contractors or NAVFAC personnel during 2018. That's a great example of an employee being proactive. So how can you be more proactive? This podcast will give you four detailed tips on how to be proactive at work. 1. Seek feedback. 2. Plan ahead. 3. Anticipate problems. And 4. Learn from mistakes. In order to initiate change and make more informed decisions, actively seek feedback on your ideas and performance. This shows a desire to learn and improve. Don't wait for a once-a-year performance evaluation to find out what you could be doing better. You can informally ask coworkers and supervisors for their opinions and constructive feedback. Be open to criticism and view it as an opportunity for improvement. Take time to reflect on feedback and determine what areas you can improve in, whether it is in your own performance or on a particular task or project. Creating an open and honest dialogue from a variety of viewpoints will allow you to make better informed decisions for the future and develop more efficient solutions. The foundation of being proactive is the ability to effectively plan ahead. Planning ahead involves more than just having a strategy or vision for the future. If you ask anybody the broad question, "Do you plan to be successful in the future?" they would all answer yes. To actually achieve goals and reach milestones of any significance, there must be a detailed plan of what needs to be accomplished each step of the way, created in advance. Every building constructed by NAVFAC is an example of planning ahead with detail, from the concrete foundation to the installation of utilities. These same principles can be applied on an individual level and are critical for becoming a proactive employee in the workplace. Planning ahead means knowing what goal you are working toward and then structuring the steps that you need to take to make that happen. You may want to use a calendar app or a daily planner to document those steps. Being proactive means trying to anticipate problems before they happen. Exercises such as scenario planning and risk assessments are some of the most valuable tools for identifying likely problems in the future. Each decision today has an impact on something in the future, and being aware of the potential consequences is a key characteristic of proactivity. Regardless of the likelihood, knowledge of an anticipated problem will help tailor current day-to-day decisions. On a personal level, make sure you have a good grasp of all the tasks you need to accomplish. Prioritize them and check in with yourself regularly to make sure you're not procrastinating or avoiding items, which could lead to problems in the long run. Do not wait until the last minute to complete projects. Rushing a task will invariably lead to mistakes and problems. Proactive anticipation and prevention of problems leads to better control of the situation and fewer scenarios where you are forced to react. The most valuable lessons are frequently learned from our own mistakes. Regardless of its magnitude, a mistake can be turned into a learning opportunity for not only yourself, but others as well. Fully understanding the root cause of a mistake will further drive the initiative for change and prevent the same mistakes from happening again. Use the lessons learned to make informed decisions, as well as develop more efficient and long-lasting solutions. In summary, 4 tips for being proactive at work are 1. Seek feedback. 2. Plan ahead. 3. Anticipate problems. 4. Learn from mistakes. Think about how you can use these tips in your specific role so you can stop putting out fires and getting ahead of problems. Thank you for listening to this podcast on how to be proactive at work. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFACHQ Total Force Development at Navy.mil.